Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence here tonight among us, Lord. We acknowledge that you are here in our midst. Lord, you walk in the midst of the golden candlesticks. You come to minister, to serve us. And Lord, how we need you and how we desire you tonight to come and to have your way. So we're looking for you, Lord. We're listening for you. We're yielded to you. And we pray, Lord, that your will be done. That, Lord, you'll change us more and more into your image. Lord, where we're weak, strengthen us. Where we need to be straightened out, straighten us out. Lord, where you see there's a lack that maybe we don't see, minister to that lack and supply out of your riches and glory. Jesus, when we leave tonight, we want to be able to say, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that's your desire for us. We ask it, Lord, in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
We could sing together if you take your Chinese book and number 44. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Number 44.
Oh, 我要向你.
Page 52, number 44.
44首.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, give us a fresh sight of yourself, Lord. Dear Lord, we look to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts. Hallelujah. To see you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we look to you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray. A place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus blessed. I'm looking around at some of you for your lead to tell me whether or not you have that in the Chinese language.
我们正在看有没有人能够知道这首诗歌是不是在中文诗歌本里。
I know it's not in the back section, but maybe it's in the front. You don't have that song. Could we sing it in English? Most of you know that. That's in the hymn book, and I'll leave it to someone to find Near to the Heart of God. 401. It's such a wonderful thing that we can come into a meeting and God can perhaps work in that meeting in loud praise and shouting. But God also works in a meeting in stillness.
是的，当我们来到一个神同在的聚会，神如果有很大的工作，让我们可以欢呼歌唱，那的确很好。但有的时候，神却在安静的时候做工在我们里面。
Perhaps there are things that God does for us.In stillness, that he can't accomplish any other way.
有的时候，神在安静中所做的事是其他时候无法成就的。
Be still and know that I am God.
像圣经里说的，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
I know that in JMI ministry and Brother Chow, he emphasized waiting on God.
我们知道在 JMI 这个事工里面，周牧师他强调要。等候神
Just sitting still before God in His presence.
我们就坐安静的坐在神的脚前
There are many people that don't know what to do with that.
很多时候很多人坐安静下来就不知道要干嘛
They get fidgety and they don't know where to go or what to do next.
他们就觉得很不舒服不知道现在该做什么
But it's a discipline that God would want to teach us.
但是这是一个神要教导我们的操练
To just sit at his feet, just to enjoy his presence.
就是坐在耶稣的脚前享受他的同在。
And there are changes that are made in our lives.
那慢慢的我们的生命就被改变。
That's how God makes vessels.
这就是神怎么样制作一个器皿。
When I was a boy, still going to school,
当我还是孩子的时候才在上学。
There were Wednesday morning meetings in the Ridgewood Church.
在利居屋教会礼拜三早上有聚会。
And when I was in school, my mother could go, and when vacation came, she bribed me to go.
当那个我在上学的时候，我妈妈就去那个聚会；我不上学的时候，我妈妈就想设法贿赂我，带我去聚会。
There used to be what they called pretzel men.
就会给我一个 pretzel man, 一个面包做的人。
That would be the man that stands on the corner and he had this whole big rack of soft pretzels for a nickel you could get a pretzel.
就是那个时候我们叫 pretzel man, 就是在卖这个卖面包的人他在街角他可以卖面包一个面包大概五分钱。
They were good.
真的很好吃。
And we bring home a whole bag of them sometimes.
有的时候我们就带了一整袋回家。
But my mom would say, we're going to go to church Wednesday, but you can get a pretzel.
我妈妈就会说礼拜三早上我们要去教会但是你可以买一个面包。
And so I remember one meeting in particular that Brother Hans Walfogel was leading the meeting.
我还记得有一次是吴老牧师在带领这个聚会。
And Brother Gardner was there, and Brother Edwin was there, and Brother Gordon was there, and Brother, and another one were there.
贾德纳牧师还有其他好几位牧师都在场。
And we had all these ministers sitting on the platform.
那这些牧师们就坐在台上。
And 10 o'clock was when the meeting was to begin.
十点钟是聚会的开始时间。
And 10 o'clock came and 10 o'clock went.
然后十点钟来了，十点钟走了。
Nobody said anything. Everybody was just still.
没有一个人说任何话，每一个人都安安静静的坐着。
I didn't know what to do with that.
我不知道。这个时候该干什么
But everybody else seemed to. I thought they all fell asleep.
那我感觉每一个人好像都睡着了。
I looked at the platform. They were all sitting there like this.
我在讲台上，我看讲台上每一个人都安安静静低头坐着。
I looked around me, and everybody was sitting there like this.
我看看我周围的人，每一个人都安静低着头。
Except my cousin Hans, he was about my age, and his mother brought him to that meeting too.
另外，除了我的这个表兄弟，他的名字叫 Hans， 他跟我一样的年龄，他妈妈也把他带来了。
And then we sat there, and 11 o'clock came.
然后我们就坐，一直坐到11点钟。
And we just sat there.
我们还是坐在那里。
And 11:30 came.
11点半了。
Now it's a miracle if you can have six ministers on the platform and none of them say anything.
我觉得有六位牧师坐在讲台上，没有一个人说话，这是一个神迹。
But they just sat there before God. Now it was an hour and a half.
但是他们就坐在台上，安安静静的一个半小时。
At 12 o'clock, the meeting was supposed to end, and that's the first time Brother Hunts then spoke.
12点钟聚会应该结束的时候，吴老牧师说话了。
It's time to change the order of the meeting, but if you'd like to stay and wait on the Lord, you may do that.
但他说，现在我们要改变一下聚会的顺序。如果你想要留下来安静等候主，你可以留下来。
We didn't change anything. That's what we've been doing for 2 hours.
那我想说，我们并没有改变什么，我们已经等候主等候了两个小时。
And people just continued.To sit there.
然后聚会众呢就继续坐在那里。
This is something I don't understand.
我不明白到底发生了什么。
That's unusual.
因为这不是很寻常的事。
I've never ever been in a meeting like that at all.
我从来没有去过这样子的一个聚会。
Maybe that's common for some of you, I don't know.
可能
to have a corporate meeting and just to sit in his presence.
可能对有些人来说你们见过，但是在一个团体的聚会中，大家就坐在那里等候神。
But God did that.
但是这是神做的。
There is a place of quiet rest.
那这里有一个地方，就是我们需要安静的休息。
And God wants to get us so still on the inside.
因为神希望我们的里头是一个安静的。
That he can set us into that place.
所以他可以带我们进入那个地方。
He wants to get us so still on the inside that he can speak to us.
他希望我们的里头能够静下来，所以他可以对我们的心说话。
You know how that happens? Sometimes it gets quiet in the meeting.
有的时候当聚会安静的时候，
and you begin to think of your shopping list or what you have to do tomorrow or where you're going to go next month.
然后就会开始想我待会儿要去买什么东西，我下个月要做什么事。
We can be very quiet on the outside, but going a mile a minute on the inside.
我们可能在外面看起来很安静，但是我们里面呢却冲跑跑得很快。
And it's a work of the Holy Spirit to quiet us.
但是唯有靠着圣灵才能使我们的里面静下来。
It's a work of the Holy Spirit to put the shout of the King into our hearts. And to cause us to praise him.
是圣灵在我们里面工作，使我们可以对我们的王欢呼。
But it's just as much a work of God to get us to sit still before him.
但是同样的也需要圣灵的工作，使我们能够安静地坐在主的脚前。
We sing, Oh Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee.
我们就唱，我们的救赎主是你从父怀中来的，你让我们能够安静在你的面前。
I don't know what the Lord's going to do in this meeting.
我不知道今天晚上主要做什么事。
We might find ourselves on our feet with our hands raised, praising the Lord in a loud voice.
或许我们会大家都站起来，举起我们的手，高声对主欢呼。
We might find ourselves sitting still before him in his presence.
或许我们反而是坐在主的脚前，安静等候他。
That's up to him.
这都是神在做。
He might want to use you to speak or to minister, to have a word of testimony or something. That's up to him.
或许主会用你来做一个见证，来荣耀他。这都是神的作为。
But I'm thankful for these times that we have just of waiting before God in His presence.
但是我非常的感恩，我们能够有这么一段的时间，我们可以安静坐着等候神。
Oftentimes there are periods of time in a meeting like that, short periods of time, and then the meeting ends and.We have opportunity just to sit still and quiet before him.
有时候是在聚会当中，有时聚会结束以后，我们有一段安静等候主的时间。
Those are rich times with God.
这些都是在跟神一个很丰富的时刻。
Those are precious times.
这些都是很宝贵的时刻。
Dr. A.B. Simpson wrote a little pamphlet. You're probably familiar with it. It's entitled "The Power."Of stillness.
宣信牧师他有一本书就是安静的大能。
I wouldn't be surprised if it's in Chinese also.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 有一本小册子宣信牧师写的安静的大能。
Now, some of you probably have it memorized already.
或许有些人早就把这本书背起来了。
But how true that is.
但是这是多么的真实。
And so I'm thankful that the Lord, through praise, through silence, through the ministry of His word, through testimonies, through song, let Him have His way.
所以我们感谢神，神可以带领我们，哦，对他有欢呼，或是安静等候，或是做见证，或是讲道。
And if you're not used to it, as many people here perhaps are, maybe we need to say, Lord, teach me.
如果我们不习惯这样子的聚会，或许我们可以跟神说，主啊，你来教导我们。
Teach me the discipline of waiting upon you.
教导我们，有这个安静等候神的操练。
David prayed that way, I think it's in Psalm 25. He said, Lord, show me your ways.
就像大卫在诗篇25篇的时候祷告，主啊，你教导你教导我。
Lead me in your path and teach me.
带领我走你的道路，教导我。
You are the God of my salvation.
因为你是那位救我的神。
And on thee do I wait all the day.
我终日在你面前等候你。
And so, if you'd sing with me, number 401 is it in the hymn book? We can join together. Maybe you'd like to stand.
或许我们可以站起来唱。诗歌本401首。大家可以请坐。
Jesus, bless me.
presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, grand, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We wait before thee, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. I love you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still.
Ago, I had a real need in my soul.
在许多年以前, 当时我在我的灵里有一个需要。
I don't know if it was in my soul or in my mind.
我不晓得是在我的灵还是在我的心里。
But it was, I was very high strung. I don't know how to say that.
我当时有非常的焦躁。 好像我每天都是很在那个很强的咖啡因的影响底下。我并没有忧郁症。但是在我里面就是没有平安，不能安定。我当时已经认识主了。但是在我里面有一个灵是我没有办法把它赶出去的。当时在这个 Pilgrim Camp 有冬季的营会。所以我有在主面前等候有一段美好的时光。你听过讲贾德纳牧师，他是在这里的第一个带领的。他是一个神的仆人，在年轻的时候在西安的信心之家，在伊利诺伊。他在罗宾森师母底下受教。那像我跟你们分享的，他是过一个内在生活的人。那他教导我们这些年轻的传道人正在受训的。那我们就在这个那一间祷告室里面，我们有很美好的聚会。 那是非常严峻的冬天，有的时候是零下30度。所以唯一的一个比较温暖的房间就是那个祷告室。我记得多少次聚会之后我们就安静的坐着，我有时候坐在那边说，主啊，我不知道你在做什么，但是我相信你正做工在我里面，我相信你正坐在我心的深处。慢慢的那个东西就慢慢的浮起来，然后就消失了。我知道当我们安静等候主，在安静的里面有圣灵的大能。你或许可以花很多的钱去看一个心理医生，但通常他们并不能真正的帮助你。但是坐在至高者大全能神的面前，他创造我们，他认识我们，他知道我们的心理，他可以释放我们从各样的捆绑，各样的疾病。我很感恩，我很感恩在这里我们也有同样的教导，他可以释放我们。感谢主。
Holy quietness, what assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me. How the billows cease to roar. That's in the Chinese book. And it's number, page 21, number 11 is the song number, page 21 in the Chinese book. Joys are flowing like a river since the Turn in your Bibles with me to the 7th chapter in the book of Judges.
让我们来看士师记第七章。
I'd just like to read, I guess, about 15 verses tonight from Judges chapter 7.
今天我们只要看十五节。
It's getting on in the story of Gideon. It's getting on in the story of God wants to make a vessel.
我们继续来看基甸的故事，也就是神制作器皿的故事。
That's kind of been what I've been trying to get across. God needs vessels.
这也是一直我想要传讲的信息，就是神需要器皿。
They're not grown on trees. You don't buy them in the store.
器皿呢，不是在树上长的，也不是我们到店里买的。
Not even necessarily Bible school graduates.
甚至于不是神学院的毕业生。
Vessels are those that are made by God.
因为器皿是神制作的。
They're dug out, they're molded, they're shaped, they're fashioned, they're formed, whatever word you want to use. But God is the potter.
不管我们用什么的词神制作神捏拿神雕琢神是这个窑匠。
It could be through praise, it could be through silence, it could be through a myriad of different ways, but these are all God's ways of making a person a vessel unto honor.Sanctified and meet for his use.
或许是借着赞美，或是借着安静，各种各样的方法，神就是把器皿分别出来，圣洁合乎主用。
And that's what the story of Gideon's about.
而这就是基甸的故事。
I know it's a historical story. It really happened. What we've read is true.But it's more than just a story about a man.
这我知道这是历史上的一个故事，真正发生的故事。但是这个故事不是只是一个人的故事而已。
These Old Testament stories, the apostle writes, are written for our admonition to teach us.
就像圣经里说的，这些旧约里的故事呢，是写着是为了要教训我们的。
Not just to teach us a history lesson, but to teach us to apply the truths that Godwas working in these vessels to apply them to our lives.
不单只是教导我们好像是一个历史故事，而是借着这个让我们看见这同样的原则也可以应用在我们的身上。
I just chose Gideon to use as an illustration.
我这次呢就是选了基甸的故事来解释。
I could have done the same thing with the story of Joseph.
但是我也可以同样的可以用约瑟的故事来表达。
Or I could have done the same thing with the story of David.
或是大卫的故事来表达。
The names would have changed, but you've got the same exact lessons of God making these men vessels that he could use.
这些名字可能我们可以更换，但是同样的就是神如何选择并且塑造他所能够合用的器皿。
Now let me see how well I learned today.I could have used also Moshe.
Moshe.
Moshe. All right. No. No.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yes. Thank you. We could have used Moses.
我们也可以用摩西的故事。
So Gideon's not an anomaly. He's not the only one.
所以基甸不是唯一的一位。
But as we've been reading the story, God picked the man up, a lump of clay. God said, I see you're a mighty man of valor. He wasn't, but I can make you into that. And God began to go to work on that vessel.
我们看见神拣选的基甸就是一块泥土，但是他却说，我可以把你变成耶和华大能的勇士。
Number one, Gideon had to give himself, and it was a sacrificial giving, but he had to give himself to God.
但是第一步基甸必须把自己完全的奉献给神，而且这是要牺牲有代价的。
He didn't know the Apostle Paul's words, give your heart, give your soul, give your strength. He didn't know any of that. He knew to give what was precious to him in an offering to God. I'll give you a kid, a goat, and I'll give you some ephah flour, and I'll give you a bowl of soup.
他不知道他必须要完全身心的奉献给神，但是他真的把他所有的他最好的奉献给神。
And when you're in a time of famine or great impoverishment, that means a whole lot. That's sacrificial giving.
在饥荒的时候把一只羊羔献上，这是一个有带有牺牲代价的礼物。
God accepted the sacrifice. The fire came down from heaven and consumed that sacrifice.
神悦纳了他的祭物，悦纳他的礼物，天火从天上降下来，烧尽了肉和无效饼。
The vessel still not ready.
但是这个器皿还是没有预备好。
You got some idols in the yard there. You got to cut down the Asherah pole, get rid of the altar to Baal.
因为但是在你的后院里还有偶像，你必须要砍掉你的偶像，还有柱像。
And Gideon obeyed immediately, and he obeyed implicitly.
但是也基甸呢就立刻而且完全的照着主的吩咐去行。
But it didn't end there.
但是这还不是结束。
God said, okay, I'm going to use you. You're in the process. You're getting there. But now Gideon said, Lord, if you're really going to be with me against the Midianites.
但是基甸继续说，但是神啊，你真的如果要用我来解救以色列人脱离米甸人的手，因为如果你不跟我同去的话，这实在是一个自杀的行为。我必须知道你与我同在。所以今天早上我们就讲到这个羊毛这个试验的故事。
We just sang about it in the song that we just sang, like the dew that falls from heaven, like the rain that falls from heaven.
就像我们刚刚唱的，就好像那个露水，那个雨从天而降。
And so that fleece was soaked, and then all around, and the fleece was dry, and you remember the story.
对，我在故事里面就说，这个羊毛是完全是湿透的，旁边的地都是干的。
So Gideon, by the blowing of the horn after the Spirit of God came upon him, had rallied all these people to come out from all over Israel, now getting ready to be engaged in warfare against the Midianites.
然后耶和华的灵降在他的身上，基甸就吹角，这些以色列人就在他那里集合，他们现在就预备好了要去征战。
So here we are, chapter 7, verse 1.
现在我们来到第七章第一节。
Early in the morning, Gideon and all his men camped at the spring Harod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Morah.
耶路巴利就是基甸，他和一切跟随的人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁安营。米甸营在他们的北边的平原，靠近摩利冈。
The Lord said to Gideon, "Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into your hands, into their hands."
耶和华对基甸说，跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们手中。
I don't want Israel to boast against me that her own strength has saved her. Announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back, leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men left and 10,000 remained.
免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我们自己的手救了我们。现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕的、胆怯的，可以离开基列山回去。于是22,000人回去，只剩下一万。
Now, if I have 32,000 people in my army,
如果我的军队里有32,000 人，
and the lowest estimations that I've read regarding the Midianites and the other kings that joined together were 185,000 people.
但是就的历史学家来说，保守的估计，米甸军队呢大概有185,000人。
35,000 over here, 185,000 over here.
32,000人在这里，185,000人在那边。
And the Lord says, Gideon, you have too many men.
但是耶和华却说，基甸，你的人太多。
Gideon said, oh, really? You mean that?
基甸可能就笑起来说，你是真的？你是玩真的吗？你说真的吗
yeah, ？Gideon, you got too many guys there. Somebody's going to get the bright idea that we did this.
因为他说你的人太多了，所以有的人会这样子想：我们能够征战得胜，是因为我们自己的能力。
If I send you down there to war, and somebody's going to think, look how smart we were. We outmaneuvered them. We outfought them. Each of us took on 45 of them, and boom, 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 and we did this all.
因为他们可能说，你看，我们就是这么的聪明，而且我们每一个人抵挡了45个人，我们就得胜了，靠着我们的力量。
If anybody's afraid, tell them to go home.
所以耶和华说，凡惧怕的人可以回去。
I can hear Gideon make the announcements.
我可以想象基甸就在他的军营中宣布。
Okay. Troops, listen.
他可以说，军队，你们听着。
If you're afraid, go home.
如果你们怕的话，就回家。
I mean, anybody here that doesn't want to be here, you might as well just go now. Go ahead, go home if you're afraid, go.
所以不想在这里的人，你们害怕的人都可以回家。
A cloud of dust.
一下子灰尘四起。
22,000 of them turn on their heels and they say, feet don't fail me now, I'm out of here.
22,000的人拔腿就跑。
And Gideon is standing there, and I don't think he did the count, but he had 10,000 people left.
我想，基甸大概没有算吧，但是他只剩下了10,000人。
That's 2/3 of his army's gone.
所以2/3他的军队已经跑了。
Okay, now we're in good shape, Lord. Thanks.
他想说，好吧，现在我们就更好了，比从前更好吧，谢谢主。
Now it's 10,000 against 185,000. That's great. Thank you, Lord.
现在是10,000人对抗185,000人。好，谢谢主。
Gideon doesn't say that.
但是基甸没有这么说。
But we learn a lesson here.
所以我们在这里可以学到一个功课。
Fear paralyzes the people of God.
因为惧怕可以使神的百姓瘫痪。
Fear is no good.
所以惧怕是不好的。
That's why it says 365 times in the Bible, at least the English one, fear not.
所以在英文的圣经里面有一共出现了365次。
Fear,
神说不要害怕。
Fear is infectious.
因为恐惧是可以传染的。
Listen to me. It spreads faster.Than coronavirus.
你们要听好，惧怕它传播的速度比新冠病毒还要快。
And listen to me this way also. It's more deadly and more dangerous than the coronavirus.
还要听好，这个惧怕恐惧比新冠病毒更要致命，更要可怕。
If you want to be afraid of catching something that's no good, be afraid of catching fear.
如果你害怕怕传染到什么，我劝你害怕传染到恐惧。
Now, where do you want to go now for an illustration? Take the children of Israel getting ready to go into the promised land that God had provided, promised, and was about to give to them.
就好比在圣经里面，当耶和华带领以色列百姓要去进迦南地的时候，这个迦南地是神所为他预备而且准备好的。
And so they sent spies in to take a look at that land of Canaan.
所以他们就派了探子要去窥探那地。
And they go and they look and they see the grapes are beautiful and the pomegranates and the mangoes and everything is growing well and it's a beautiful place.
所以他们就去探子去看了那边长的葡萄、石榴还有芒果都长得非常好，那的确是一个美地。
They come back and they go to pilgrim camp and they began to tell all their friends at camp. They say, "We were there. We saw it with our eyes."
所以他们回来了，就回来 pilgrim camp， 就跟弟兄姐妹说，我们去了那个地方，我们真的亲眼看见了。
Sister Danielle, it's a beautiful place. The pomegranates, the grapes, the strawberries, they're beautiful, and the land, it's just plush and lush. It looks like the Garden of Eden all over again.
所以他们就跟Danielle 姐妹说，我们真的看了那个地方，那个地方长的水果又大又好，那真的是一个美地，就像伊甸园一样。
But Brother John, but there are giants in that land.
但是约翰弟兄你知道吗，在那个地方有巨人，他们大概有九尺高。
And we're like grasshoppers in front of those giants. We saw them with our own eyes. We were down here, they were up there. We can't take that land. We're no good there.
但是呢，我们在他们眼前就好像蚱蜢一样，他们那么高，我们那么小，我们实在没有办法拿下那地。
And it says in the book of, I think it's Numbers 13 or 14, that fear spread throughout the whole camp of the Israelites.
我们就看见在民数记13章和14章那边，这个恐惧呢就很快的散遍了整个以色列百姓。他们不再只是想到那些石榴啊、芒果啊这些好吃的水果，但是他们开始只是想到这些巨人，所以他们整个人就瘫痪了。但是神却说我会把你们带进去。
Well, Caleb and Joshua spoke up, you remember?
但是加勒跟约书亚他们站起来说话，记得吗？但是这两个人也同时在这个聚会里面站起来说，他说你们不要听这些人的话，我们上去足能得胜。
If God is on our side and we are on his side and he's leading us in, why nothing's going to stop us?
如果神是在我们这边，我们在神的这边，神足可以领我们上去，我们不需要害怕。但是你知道谁的话他们信了吗？就是那些恐惧的人。
And the children of Israel lost out for years and years and years from getting into that land because of fear.
所以神的百姓呢，因着他们的害怕，他们损失了多少多少年的日子。
I like better the stories in the Bible that speak about faith.
但是我喜欢在圣经里有许多的章节是讲到信心。
I like the story of the three Hebrew children. Remember that one?
你记得那三个希伯来孩子吗？
If you guys don't bow down the knee to our gods, if you don't bow down the knee when the music plays and worship the God that we set up on this plain of Dura, well, we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace.
就那三个希伯来少年，如果音乐声响起，你们不像这个像拜的话，我就会把你们丢到火炉里。
And these three Hebrew children said, "Okie dokie, okay."
但是这三个希伯来少年却说好。
You got to do what you got to do, but our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and if not, then we'll see Him.
这三个少年人却说好，你们要做的你们尽管去做，但是我相信我们的神足能救我们脱离这火窑，即或不然，我们很快的就去见神，那也是好的无比。
Didn't they realize the gravity of the situation?
然后他们就看见这件事情的严重性。
Oh yeah, they did.
他们的确看见这事情的严重性。
But they also realized the greatness and omnipotence of their God.
但是他们也同时知道他们的神是全能的神，是同全在的神。
And we could say the same of Daniel in the lion's den.
我们也可以同样的但以理在狮子坑里。
We could say the same of Jehoshaphat when he spread the letter out before God and he said, Lord, we're powerless, we have no might against them, but our eyes are on you.
我们同时也可以想到约沙法，他在敌军的面前，他却把敌军的战书摊开在耶和华面前说，主啊，我们没有办法，但是你可以。
I love the story of David and Goliath, we all do.
还有我们最喜欢的故事就是大卫打哥利亚的故事。
One of my favorite parts of the story,You'll never, ever, ever guess.
你知道我最喜欢这个故事的部分，我想你们都猜不到。
I love the part of the story when David sees the giant down there, and it says in the Bible, and David ran to the giant.
我最喜欢的部分就是圣经说，当大卫看见那个巨人的时候，他跑向那个巨人。
Every other person with a half a brain was running away from the giant.
任何一个有脑子聪明的人都会跑离开这个巨人。
David takes his armor off.
而且大卫呢，他把他身上穿的那个战衣都脱掉。
I can't wear this stuff. How am I going to do my sling thing with this armor? I can't use this.
我穿上这个战衣，我根本就没有办法甩这个石子。
Get rid of this, and he goes down there with the slingshot.
然后他就向着巨人，就是带着他的弹弓。
And he's got a giant one-on-one.
而且他要跟那个他跟这个巨人单挑。
But David runs to that giant to face him.
但是大卫呢就面对着这个巨人，而且跑向这个巨人。
And he runs to the giant and he says, "How dare you defy the living God?"
他说：“你这个人何等的大胆，你可以在这里污蔑永生神。
”You know the rest of the story, but the real crux of the story takes place before the shot went up and hit him in the head and he went down. David won that battle days, weeks, months before he faced the giant in that valley.
虽然这个故事真正的得胜的关键不在那个时刻，而是在很早以前，大卫就已经得胜了。
Preparation of the vessel is the victory that's won.
这就是因为有这个神已经预备制作了这个器皿，所以才有今天的得胜。
And so Gideon's losing men.
在这里我们看见基甸呢，他的人越来越少。
He's losing men because of fear.
那因为惧怕的关系，他损失了一些人。
Let me read to you if I could find it quickly. I could quote it, I think, but let me make sure I get it right. 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
那我们来翻到哥林多前书。第一章。
Verse 26.
26节。
I'm saying this to you. Paul is saying this to us. Brothers and sisters, I lost it.
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Yeah, I got it again.Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called.
他说弟兄们可见你们蒙召的时候。
I can ask the question to you. Think of what you were when he called you to be a vessel unto honor, when he called you to his employ. Think of what you were.
所以我们也可以同样的问自己的问题。当神呼召我们的时候，我们的情形是怎么样呢？
Paul says, not many of you were wise.
他说你们蒙召的按着肉体的来说有智慧的不多。
Not by human standards, not many of you were influential.
而且有能力的也不多，尊贵的也不多。
Not many of you were noble by birth.
尊贵的也不多。
But God chose the foolish things of this world.
但是神却拣选了世上愚拙的。
That's me.
这就是我。
Maybe it's you too.
可能也是你。
Or are you noble and wise?
或许你们是尊，或许你们比较特别，你们是有尊贵的，你有能力的。
You big shot? You know what big shot is?
你还是你们是一个大人物吗？
Or are you just a nobody?
还是你就是一个小人物？
I'm just clay in the potter's hands.
或许我只是那个窑匠手中的一块泥土。
When he called me, that's all I was. I was Gideon.
当神呼召我的时候，我跟基甸一样。我不过就像基甸一样，在酒榨里打麦子。我是在我的家族里面是最小的，我的家族也是最小的。但是神说，我就是要找这样子名不见经传的小人物。如果我能够找到一群的小人物，我就可以行做大事。但是今天的问题呢，好像每一个人都觉得自己是某样的人物。但是今天在世上，如果你是一个小人物，没有人要你。因为
special, smart, affluent, important, prominent.
因为在世上呢，每一个人都是要找那个有能力的、有影响力的、有聪明智慧的。
What do you have to offer?
但是我们到底有什么可以奉献给神？
Brokenness.
不过是我们里头的破碎罢了。
Just a lump of clay.
我们不过就是一团泥土。
Not many noble, not many wise after the flesh, but God has chosen the.Foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
因为就肉体来说，智慧的、能力的、有尊贵的都不多，但是神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫智慧的人有羞愧。
I'll use a Gideon.
神就说：“我告诉你，我要使用基甸。
I'll show everybody what I can do through nothing.
我要让全世界人都可以看见，从这个一无所有的人，我可以行做大事。”
Do you know anybody know the song "Oh to Be Nothing, Nothing"?
大家知道有一首诗歌。
Anybody know that?
成为无有。
Yeah.
我要成为无有。
We don't sing it anymore.
我们现在很少唱这首诗歌。
It wouldn't be a top 10 on the Christian circuit.
可能呢，这在基督教音乐的排行榜上上不了名。
Now we sing, You're something special. You're the only one of your kind.
因为我们现在喜欢人家说你是很特别的，你是很特殊的。
That's a nice little chorus that the Gaithers taught to children. But oh, to be nothing.
但是要我们成为无有。
Jesus, help us.
主耶稣帮助我们。
Jesus, help us to get down.
帮助我们能够下来。
To recognize that without you, we can do.
让我们可以看见除了你以外我们什么都不能做。
And there were churches that the Holy Spirit wrote to in the book of Revelation. They were doing really well. They were doing everything well.
在使徒行传在启示录里面我们看见圣灵写给某些教会的书他们原来是很好的。
Jesus is on the outside knocking on the door. Could I come?
但是神却在他们门口叩门说我可以进来吗
?I'd like to have fellowship with you and you with me, but you're too special there, aren't you? You don't need me anymore.
我很希望能够叩门能够进来。进来跟你有交通但是你觉得你现在是这么的特别你不再需要我了
Why do we need Jesus?
Why
do we need Jesus?
我们为什么需要耶稣呢
We have the professional worship team singing all kinds of songs to us
我们有这么棒的敬拜团队我们唱的诗歌多好
We have the wonderful eloquent preacher who preaches beautiful words to us
然后我们的传道人传讲的信息这么的好
A nice comfortable sanctuary where we sit in and we're entertained and we enjoy the company. Why do we need Jesus for?
然后我们的聚会厅坐得这么的舒服，而且我们大家都彼此的相爱。我们为什么需要耶稣
？We don't need Jesus. We got church.
我们不需要耶稣，我们已经有我们的教会了。
And sometimes church just becomes like another club.
但是有的时候，我们的教会就变成了另外一个俱乐部。
A mutual admiration society.
我在这个俱乐部里面，我们彼此欣赏。
You tell me how good I'm doing, and I'll tell you how good you're doing.
你告诉我我做得很好，我也告诉你你很棒。
We're doing great. This is wonderful. We're having a wonderful time.
所以我们彼此欣赏，我们有一个美好的时光。
Could I come in?
但是耶稣却说：“我可以进来吗
？”Oh, to be nothing.
成为无有
Oh, to own our nothingness.
让我们真的成为无有
So now, well, let me get back to reading what it says. It says, so the Lord says again to Gideon, Gideon, I got another announcement to make.
耶和华就对基甸说基甸我还必须要告诉你一件事
Gideon, you still have too many people.
他说基甸你还是人太多了
Yeah, this is like, I'm thinking of Brother Paul and camp staff this year.
我想到的就是这个 Pilgrim Camp 的那个 Paul 弟兄今天说
I had 32, now I got 10,000, now I still got too many, what are you talking about too many? Lord, what's the matter?
可能那个如果有这么多人要来 Pilgrim Camp, 他说人太多 太多了
You still got too many people, take the bunch that you got and take them to get a drink of water, and the ones that kneel down, they go, the ones that lap, they stay, And so Gideon took his men down to the water, and there the Lord told him, separate those who lap with their tongues like a dog from the water, and those who kneel down to drink and cup their hands. And so he distinguished between the two, and guess what? Sorry, I took...Too many words there to say all
okay,
that.
Okay, 基甸呢？那个基甸就带他们下到水旁，因为耶和华叫说人还是太多了，就下到水旁去。耶和华对基甸说：“凡用舌头舔水，像狗舔的，要使他站在一处；凡跪下喝水的，也要使他站在一处。”
Of the 10,000 that were left, 9,700 drank the wrong way.
但是就着这个剩下来的一万人里面有9700个人他们喝水是喝的是错的方式。
Gideon, speak Lord for thy servant heareth. Gideon, I send the ones, 9,700 of them, tell them they can go back home. What Lord?
所以耶和华就对基甸说基甸啊基甸啊基甸说耶和华仆人在此静听他说把那个9700个人差遣他们回家基甸说主啊你是当真的吗你说什么
So 9,700 then take off go back home and Gideon standing there with 300 men
然后9700个人回家了现在基甸站在那里跟他的300个人
The odds are about 450-1
现在呢他们的比例就是450-1
Good luck.
那真的是祝你好运。
I like to hear your pep talk.
我祝你好运。
We could put our best foot forward, guys. We can do this.
他们可能不知道他们现在怎么彼此的鼓励。他们说我们可以做吗？我们不能做。
But God.
但是神可以。
You know, I look around, not here tonight, but I look around the church landscape. I look around the church that I pastor.
我现在看看全地的教会，看看我自己所牧养的教会。
I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I dare say half the people are afraid of something.
但是这个可能是正确的，就是在教会里大概一半的人他们都有恐惧。对某些事情恐惧。
We do such a detriment to the work of God and the kingdom of God and the people of God.
但是这个恐惧呢，就让我们的事工还有神的百姓都很遭殃。
Here's one that I really like to hear. Maybe you've heard it too.
有一件事情我很喜欢听，你可能也听过。
We could never bring up our children in New York.
就是有一些的说法，这些都会让人的恐惧。比方说，你千万不能在纽约养小孩，因为在纽约有罪恶。真的吗？在纽约有罪恶吗？在 Dallas 有罪恶。
Santa Clara?
在 Santa Clara 有罪恶。
Where isn't there sin?
但是哪里没有罪恶？
But I can't expect my little Johnny to make it through and to be a Christian through his teenage years. This is New York.
但是这里是纽约，我不能让我的孩子在青少年的时候在纽约长大。
What Bible are we reading?
但是我们到底是读的什么圣经？
What has God said?
但是神是怎么说的？
Oh, I'm going to lean to my own understanding and do my best to do my job. Now, why don't you just trust the Lord? If God can keep the three Hebrew kids in Babylon and Daniel in Babylon, He can keep you and your kids and your family no matter where you are.
但是神如果能够保守但以理和他的三个朋友在巴比伦，神也同样可以保守你的儿女，不管你在哪里。
You know where the safest place to be is?
你知道哪里是最安全的地方吗？
Anybody tell me where the safest place? Pilgrim Camp? No, not Pilgrim Camp.
你能告诉我什么是最安全的地方吗？难道是 Pilgrim Camp 吗？也不是。到底哪里是最安全的地方？
In the will of God.
是在神的旨意里。
In the will of God.
在神的旨意里。
And God is able.
因为神能够。
Fear not.
不要害怕。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He will not suffer you to be tested above that which you are able, but will with every temptation make a way of escape that you might be able to bear. Oh no, I can't, I can't.
神是信实的，他在我们受试探的时候，他不会让我们的试探超过我们所能承担的，总会为我们开出一条路来。
And so Gideon's got 300 men.
现在基甸他有300个人。
And then, let's see, in verse 7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other people go home to his own place. So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents and kept the 300 who took the provisions and the trumpets of the others.
第七节，耶和华对基甸说，我要用这甜水的300人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你手中，其余的人都可以各归各出去。这300人就带着食物和脚，其余的以色列人基甸都打发他们各归各的帐篷，只留下这300人米甸营在他下面的平原里。
Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff.
现在我们就看精彩的部分。
We're about ready to go. We're almost, the vessel's almost made, but not quite yet. Soon.
因为这个器皿几乎要做成了，但是还没有。
The Lord says, now the camp of Midian lay below Gideon in the valley, and during that night the Lord said to Gideon, Gideon, get up and go down against the camp, because I'm going to give it into your hands. If you're afraid to attack, go down and come with your servant, bring your servant Pua along with you.
当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说，起来下到米甸营里去，因为我已将他们交在你的手中，倘若你怕下去，就带着你的仆人普拉下到那营里去。
Now make believe you're Gideon. Could you do that for a moment?
让我们来想象我们自己是基甸。
Put on his sandals.
让我们现在来想象我们就是基甸。
Now it's your privilege. It's your privilege to go sneak behind the lines and go back into the Midianite camps where they're all housed and their camels are there and everything. And there are 185,000 of them, but you get to go.
然后在这里呢，你是基甸，你有这个特权，你可以这样子潜入敌人的营中，在那里他们有185,000人的军队，还有许多的骆驼。
The Lord says, don't worry about it, Gideon. Don't worry. You don't have to go by yourself. You can bring your friend with you.
但是耶和华却说，你不要害怕。如果你害怕的话，你可以带你的仆人一起去。
You can bring who? Who's this guy? Pua.
这个他的仆人叫做普拉。
Muyoshi. Pua.
Pula.
普拉 ，You can bring 普拉 with you if you want to.
你可以带着你的仆人普拉一起去。
And so Gideon and Pula are going to go down behind the Midianite camp.
所以基甸呢就跟普拉他们一起要潜入敌人的营中。
You know, I think it was the mercy of God that He said you can bring that guy with you.
我想这是神的怜悯，让他可以带着他的仆人一起去。
It's good to have a friend.
所以呢。有一个好朋友是很重要的。
It's good to have somebody that will stand with you.
是有一个人可以跟你一起站立，这是很重要的。
Many people over the years just get a good friend.
所以我告诉很多的人说，你们要有一个好朋友。
You don't need 19. Get a good friend. Get a friend that you can trust. A friend that will stick with you. A friend that's closer than a brother. And I'm not talking about Jesus now. I'm talking about a friend with flesh and blood.
你不需要有19个，但是你需要有一个好朋友，一个好朋友他始终与你同行，而且他可以站在你这边。
You remember Moses' friends? He had two of them. We read about them.
你记得摩西吗？他有两个好朋友。
There was a battle going on down there in the valley against the Amalekites at this time, and Moses got tired. As long as he kept his hands up, things were going pretty well down there. But he was getting tired.
你记得当以色列人跟亚玛利人征战的时候，摩西在山上祷告，他举起手来祷告，不久他的手就下垂酸了。
I taught that Sunday school lesson to a group of children one time, and I said, okay, with the start of this lesson, what I want you all to do is, I want you all to put your hands up this and just hold your hands up while I teach the lesson.
有一次我教导那个儿童主日学的时候，在我的课一开始我就教导他们，你们现在把每一个人的手都举起来。
They like that. They thought this is fun. This is more enjoyable than just listening to the guy.
当他们课堂一开始的时候，我教他们这样做，他们都很高兴，因为这个比坐着上课要有趣多了。
Well, I got about a third into the story, and I saw them going like this.
但是我故事讲到三分之一的时候，他们的手已经下垂到这样子。
Put the hands up.
然后我就说把手继续举起来，举起来。
The hands went way up. Okay.
然后他们就把手举起来了。
And so we talked about how the battle was going on down there, and Moses' hands were up, and the children of Israel were winning the battle, and then Moses was getting tired, and I looked at them, and they were like this again.
然后就告诉他们在以色列人跟亚玛利人征战，摩西在山上举手祷告，但是摩西的手累了，他们的手也都下垂了。
Things aren't going to go down well down there if Moses is like this.
但是我说，如果摩西的手是这样子的话，以色列人就会打败仗。
But some guy named Aaron, you remember Aaron, and then believe it or not, some guy named her.
你记得吗？那时候就有一个人，他名字叫亚伦，另外一个叫户尔。
Her on one side, and Aaron on the other side.
户尔跟亚伦各帮助摩西举起他的双手。
And they held up Moses' hands.
然后他们就帮摩西举着他的手。
Get a friend that'll hold up your hands.
所以你也需要有一个朋友，他可以帮着你举起你的手。
Get a friend that will support you and will help you when you need the help the most in the battle, in the conflict against the enemy.
所以当你在跟敌人征战的时候，你需要有同伴能够支持你，能够与你一起持续下去。
I had friends like that growing up.
当我在成长的时候，我有这样子的朋友。
I'd go sleep over one of my friends' homes at night, and you know what we would do for a couple hours before we went to bed? We would pray.
你知道吗？我在成长的时候，我有这样子的朋友。但每次当我到他家过夜的时候，在我们睡觉以前，我们会一起祷告。
I would say that was his idea, and he would say it was my idea. I don't know whose idea it was, but we would pray. We would sing songs. We would go up into his attic, and we just worship the Lord together.
我们会到楼上去，我们可以一起祷告唱诗。他是说这是我的主意，我说这是他的主意。我们需要这样子的朋友。 感谢主，当我们软弱的时候，有朋友来帮助我们。我说的不是耶稣。
Timothy writes, or Paul writes to Timothy, and he said, Timothy, greet and say thank you to the household of Onesiphorus.
保罗就写信给提摩太说，提摩太，我要感谢那个阿尼西弗这个家人。
Did she say it right? If you say it in French, it's Onesiphorus. But that's another story. You don't have to, don't worry about that. Onesiphorus was a no name, just a guy.
阿尼西弗他是一个名不见经传、名不见经传的人。
You know who Paul was.
你知道保罗是谁。
But I might be able to make a case that if it weren't for Onesiphorus, Paul might not have ended so well.
但是我可以这么说，如果没有阿尼西弗的话，保罗不可能一路走到底。
Because the Apostle Paul said, when I was in jail, Onesiphorus came to visit me, and he breathed new life, new spirit into me.
因为保罗说，当我还在监狱里的时候，阿尼西弗来看我，而且他帮助我，让我的灵能够苏醒恢复。
Paul, you're supposed to breathe new life into everybody else. You're the preacher. You're the guy that's in charge here. You do the breathing of the life. And no. Sometimes even the apostle Paul needed a friend.
我们会想说，使徒保罗应该是他把生命祝福带给别人的，但是连像使徒保罗这样子的人，他有的时候都需要人把生命和带来给他。
What would have happened to the man with the palsy if he didn't have four friends?
那像那个瘫子，如果他没有四个朋友的话，那该怎么办呢？
But thank God, he did have four friends.
但是感谢主，那个瘫子他有四个朋友。
And his four friends had faith that if they could get their friend that was sick to Jesus, things could turn out well.
这四个朋友他们有信心，他们相信如果我们可以把这个朋友带到耶稣面前，他就可以得医治。
Gideon, you can bring Pua with you. Go down there behind the Midianite lines and go tonight right now and see what you can find out.
所以神对基甸说，你可以带你的仆人普拉去到米甸的营地，看看他们说什么话。
You remember this little thing about obedience that I talked about a couple times already? Here it is again. Gideon gets up. I don't think I would have felt like doing that. Gideon gets up and he brings his friend Pua.And they go back down and sneak behind the enemy lines.
所以我们讲了好几次，就是这个顺服的功课在这里。如果是我的话，我可能不太想去。但是基甸马上就带着他的朋友下到米甸营里。
They went down verse 11. They went down to the outposts of the camp, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted.Than the sand of the seashore.
11节，你必听见他们所说的，然后你就有胆量下去攻营。于是基甸带着仆人普拉下到营旁，米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都布散在平原，如同蝗虫那么多。他们的骆驼无数，如同海边的沙。
A lot of camels.
我喜欢骆驼。
I have not found this out myself because I don't know if it's true. I've read.That camels have a very heightened sense of smell. They can smell a lot of good things and bad things too.
我听说，但是我不知道是不是事实，就是骆驼它的嗅觉很敏锐。
They pick up the scent of anybody coming around and by, and then they get a little restless.
所以当有人来的时候，他们会很不安。
Anybody here have camels?
在这里有没有人家里有骆驼？
I imagine it's true and.And just to get back there and to sneak back past the camels that were as numerous as the sands of the sea, I mean, that was quite a trick, but they got there and they're behind a tent of the Midianites.
所以呢，要基甸和他的仆人要穿过这些多如海沙的骆驼到营地里，不是一件容易的事情，但是他们到了营地。
Gideon, his friend, I love this. Gideon, his friend arrived just at the right time, just at the time the man was tellinghis friend, his dream.
我很喜欢这个部分，就是基甸和他的朋友呢，到了时候 刚刚好就听见有一个人做了一个梦，把这个梦告诉他的朋友。
Tonight I'm going to sneak around behind some of these cabins, and I'm going to listen to see if you wake up and start telling your husband or your wife or your friend your dream.
所以今天晚上呢，我就要在这 Pilgrim Camp 里面，我就要在四处去听听看，有没有人刚好这个时候就醒了，并且把你的梦告诉你的你的室友。
I don't know who's dreaming, and I don't know who's telling their dreams, and so I'd probably waste the night, but God.
如果我这样做，我可能一个晚上都听不到什么。但是在这里，神做了一件奇事。
And all these tents and all these people, how did Gideon know where to go? But God.
这么多的人，这么多的帐篷，基甸怎么知道要去哪里呢？但是神带领他。
I know you're going to tell me he was lucky.
你可能会说他们就很幸运吗
？Sister Ruth, that wasn't luck.
No, 这不是运气。
God knows where to go. God knows where to send you. God knows how to take you there. God knows what you need to hear.
对，因为神知道，神知道怎么带领你去哪里，而且要听见什么。
And so Gideon goes and he's behind the tent, and the guy's having a dream, and he wakes up from his dream. I guess it was more a nightmare than a dream.
所以这基甸到了，就听见一个人将梦告诉他的同伴，说我做了一个梦，这可能是一个噩梦，不然他怎么醒了？
You can't make this up. This is precious.He says, a big round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force, and the tent overturned, and the tent collapsed.
他说我做了一个梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入了米甸营中，到了帐幕，在帐幕把帐幕撞倒，帐幕就被撞得倾覆了。
Watch out, watch out, here comes the barley bread.
小心，小心，这大麦饼滚过来了。
The barley bread's coming, and his friend gives the interpretation of the dream. Amazing.
然后呢，他的同伴呢就来解梦了。这实在是太奇妙的事了。
Gideon's listening to all this about the barley bread rolling down the hill, knocks the tent over, crushes everything around it. Gideon hears when Gideon heard the the friend responded, "This can be nothing other than this is the sword of Gideon."
但是这个做梦的人，他的同伴呢，居然就帮他解梦了。他说：“这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿施的儿子基甸的刀。”
God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into His hands.
神已将米甸和全军都交在他的手中了。
And Gideon looks at Pua and says, "Pua."
那他当时基甸听了以后，可能跟他的仆人说：“普拉。”
Pua.I'm the barley bread man.
他说我就是那个大麦饼的这个人。
I'm rolling right through this Midianite camp and the Amorites, and I'm just rolling right over all the tents.
我就会像那个大麦饼一样滚入米甸营的营中，把那些帐幕都撞倒。
You know what barley bread was?
你知道大麦饼是什么样子吗？
Barley was what they fed to the animals.
因为大麦饼呢是来喂动物的。
Barley wasn't pumpernickel. Barley wasn't rye or wheat or any other grain. Barley was cheap.
因为大麦呢是很便宜的，不像其他的谷类，它是用来喂动物的。
Barley was nothing.
因为大麦呢其实是很便宜的。
And I don't know what Gideon was thinking, and maybe not too much about this at the time, but I tell you what I'm thinking.
当时基甸可能没有想的太多，但是我告诉你我的想法。
Not many wise, not many noble, not many lofty, not, but I take the foolish things, I take the nothing.
因为没有太多是智慧的，有能力的，有尊贵的，神就是拣选那个无有的。
I take the barley bread.
我就是神说我可以拿大麦饼。当我把我的灵充满在这个大麦饼里面。
And if the barley bread's allowed me to mold them and shape them and been obedient to me and given themselves to me and been filled with my spirit, watch out, here comes the barley bread.
如果这个大麦饼允许我把我的灵充满在它里面，并且把它塑造成一个合用的器皿，这个大麦饼都可以滚入敌人的营地。
You know what Jesus said about the barley bread?
你知道耶稣怎么说这个大麦饼吗？
I'll start it. You finish it. Barley bread. Jesus said this about it.
And the 耶稣是这么说的。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门都不能胜过它。
against the Church of Jesus Christ, the no names, the nothings, the ones that aren't afraid, but by faith have gone out to do what God has commanded them to do. Oh, God is able to take you and me, the nothings of this world, and show forth the praise of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
因为阴间的门都不能胜过教会，教会是神拣选的一般人，是无有的，但是他们因为顺服神，成为了神手中的杰作，而且为了彰显神的荣耀和他的尊贵。
I can remember, I spoke about Gideon, I'm sure, at camp some other time, because I remember saying, I wish we could sell in the boathouse sweatshirts that say, I'm the barley bread man.
我有一次说，我希望在我们的这个船坞里面，我们可以设计一个 T-shirt, 然后我们就说，我就是那个大麦饼。
So far, it hasn't happened.
目前我们还没有做成这样子的 T-shirt.
But wear the label and wear it proudly.
但是当我们有的话，我们可以很引以自傲的把它穿上。
I am nothing.
我是无有的。
He is everything.
他是万有。
I belong to him.
我属于他。
And without him, I can do nothing.
除了他，我什么都不能做。
And when the enemy has to remind you of it, we're in a bad way.
但是仇敌呢，他常常要来告诉我们。
But God is able to cause your enemies to remind you of it because your enemy already knows it.
但是神可以借着我们的仇敌来告诉我们，因为连我们的仇敌都知道。
If the enemy can get us to be lifted up.
如果我们的仇敌能够使我们被举起来。
Who was it that said yesterday, you can't fill a bump, but it's the low places, the pools.He fills the pools with that Spirit of God with His water.
但是像我们昨天说的，神没有办法用他的灵充满一个凸起来的地方，必须是一个凹下去的地方。
We read about our Lord Jesus Christ in Philippians chapter 2 that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
就像在腓立比书第二章，我们提到我们的主耶稣，他不以与神同等为抢夺的。
But he made himself of no reputation.
但是
he took upon himself the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of sinful flesh.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
There are many miracles about the incarnation.
这个道成肉身本身就是一个极大的神迹。
But one of those miracles is the condescension of God Almighty to lower himself to becoming nothing.
其中一个神迹就是万能的神，全能的神，他能够降卑他自己，成为无有。
He willingly wore the sweatshirt and he wore it proudly.
他很自豪地穿上了那个 T-shirt, 而且他
I don't speak my own words, I don't go where I want to go, I don't do my own thing, I am nothing, I just depend upon my Father.
他说我不照我自己的意思说什么做什么去哪里，我完全依靠天父的旨意。
John chapter 13, and I'll close with this.
在约翰福音13章
We read again about Jesus, how that night in which he was to be betrayed, he got up from the gathering with the disciples, and he went around and he began to wash the disciples' feet.
在他被卖的前一晚，他自己把自己的毛巾束上，而且打起水来，他就为门徒们洗脚。
I'm not anything greater than Peter, that James and John and my disciples. The master is not above his servant.
因为仆人不能大过主人，所以他这样子做呢，他是一个极卑微的。
He made himself a servant of all.
他把自己成为众人的仆人。
What would you have done when you got to Judas?
如果你是耶稣的话，当你洗到犹大的脚的时候，你会怎么做？
Would you wash his feet?
你会洗犹大的脚吗？
It says at the beginning of that chapter, Jesus knowing all things. He knew it was coming. He knew who had betrayed him. But he gets down before Judas and he washes his feet.
在这一章里告诉我们，耶稣知道谁会出卖他，但是他仍然跪下来洗犹大的脚。
Oh, I'm going to wash his feet too with boiling water and a steel brush.
我也会洗犹大的脚，我可能是用滚开水，而且用那个钢丝来刷他的脚。
But that's not Jesus.
但是这不是耶稣做的。
Jesus lowered himself.
耶稣他把自己降卑。
The barley bread.
他就是那个大麦饼。
Humble, being obedient unto death.
顺服，顺服以至于死。
And because he took that lowly place, God exalted him and has given him a name far above every name. And at that name of Jesus tonight, we bow, we worship, we praise, and we give thanks.
就是因为他降到至卑，所以神使他升为至高，并且赐他超乎万民之上的名。如今我们就是向这个名跪拜，并且崇拜他。
Much more valuable to God than the fearful many.
所以一个极少数不没有惧怕的人比大多数有惧怕的人更有用。
Get down, lower at the feet of Jesus.
所以让我们下来下来来到耶稣的脚前。
Own your nothingness.
并且承认我们的无有。
Don't think you have to be somebody or something.
不要想你必须是一个人物你必须有什么。
Just be clay.In the potter's hands.
就在窑匠的手中做那块泥土。
And let him mold you, and let him fill you, and then let him use you.
让他来塑造你，充满你，使用你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you for your example to us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你为我们做了榜样。
And Gideon's almost there, almost there.
基甸差不多快要做成了。
It's been quite an arduous process.
这是一个过程。
It didn't take place in a day.
并不是一日即促成的。
But over time, over time, over time, you work and you mold and you shape and you make vessels unto honor sanctified for your use.
但是逐日逐日慢慢的你花时间把它们做成塑造成为贵重的器皿圣洁合乎主用。
And Lord, we walk the path after Gideon.
我们如今也走在基甸的这个道路上。
But the path is identical to the one Gideon was on.The path is identical.
我们所要走的路，这个成圣的路是跟基甸是一样的。
We need to give ourselves. We need to get rid of the stuff that's in the backyard. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to have control over us, and we need to own our nothingness.
我们必须把自己献上，把我们家里的偶像除去，让神充满我们，并且我们要承认我们的无有。
These ways are an antithesis to the corporate world.
这跟世界上这个公司里的文化是不一样的。
They're backwards as far as the philosophy of this age is concerned.
对今世的这个小学来说，我们这个是走倒车，这开倒车走退路的。
Lord, we pray that you will show us your ways.
但是主啊，我们祷告让你显明你的道路。
Teach us your ways.
并且教导你的道路。
Lord, we could pray, humble us, humble us, humble us, but you said, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God.
我们可以祷告，主啊，你让我谦卑，你帮助我谦卑，帮助我谦卑。但是主耶稣却说，你自己要谦卑，自卑。
Bring every one of us down.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们每一个人都下来，下来，更低，更低。
Lord, to the place that we can say, I'm just barley bread.
到一个地步我们只能说我不过就是一个大麦饼。
That way you get all the glory.
所以你可以得着一切的荣耀。
That way you get all the praise, so we can't boast in ourselves or what we've done or our prowess, but Lord, all the glory goes to you.
所以我们没办法在自己夸自己什么，一切的荣耀都只有归给你。
And so Lord, we hear you tonight, we hear you.
主啊，今天晚上我们听见了你的话。
Now give us the grace that we need to take heed to the things that we hear.
主啊，但是给我们恩典，让我们能够把听见的行出来。
Give us ears to hear what the Spirit says and hearts that will respond.
给我们可听的耳，并且我们有一颗心可以回应你。
Because you need vessels, and in the day in which we live, we have opposition that we need to face, and you want to win the victory.
主啊，你因为在现今的时代，我们有征战要面临，你需要器皿。
And we'll be careful then to give you all the honor and all the praise.
而且我们要小心，要把一切的颂赞、荣耀都要归给你。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
in that Chinese book, I'm sure someplace in the book, we have the song, Humble Yourself and the Lord Will Draw Near Thee. Humble yourself and his presence will cheer thee. It's in the very back of the book, number 28, page 51. The very back of the Chinese book, 2-3 pages from the end.
在第二册，第二册二十八首，在第二册五十一页二十八首，你要自卑与神同行。28. Yeah.
Yeah, number 28 or page 51, whichever. If thou wouldst have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by thy side from the morn till the even, there is a
Hallelujah. 是的，主耶稣，我们爱你。
Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we love you.
你不是为我们死。
Not only that, you have died for us.
你给我们一个谦卑的榜样。
You have set an example of humility for us.
让我们知道，我们也必须谦卑。谦卑我们自己
so that we know we too have to humble ourselves.
神的旨意才能够在我们身上来成就
so that God's will can be fulfilled in our lives.
无论我们有多少的恩赐
however many gifts that we possess,
多大的才能
or our capabilities,
多知道圣经
or Bible knowledge,
但是我们若不是谦卑下来
But if we don't humble ourselves
我们所讲的话就是鸣的锣响的吧
Our words but clanging cymbals and gongs
完全不能够扎人的心
That our words have no power to pierce hearts
但是当我们知道自己一无所有
But if we know that we are but nothing,
只完全顺从圣灵
but completely follow the Holy Spirit,
我们知道不是我们自己在做
then we know it is not us who are doing it,
是圣灵在做
but the Holy Spirit.
你就能做大事
then you can accomplish great things,
就可以成为彼得
then we can become Peter,
一下子带几千人悔改
We can lead thousands to the Lord
也可以变成大卫
Or we can become David
把那个巨人打死
That we can kill the giant
但是我们必须知道不是我
But we have to know that it is not us
我毫无能力
I have no power
我们什么都不是
We are nothing.
主耶稣，我们需要每天都来被提醒。
Lord, we need to be reminded daily.
每天都来到你的面前。
Every day that we need to come before you.
主啊，我只不过是一块泥土。
Lord, I'm but a clay.
我只不过是那个大麦饼。
I'm but a barley bread.
没有人看得到我。
No one will notice me.
只有神在天上看到。
Only God in heaven sees.
这个人知道他什么都不是。
If this person knows that he is nothing,
我可以拣选他。
Then I can choose this person.
我可以把他做成一个贵重的器皿。
I can form him and shape him into a noble vessel.
哦、oh, ，主耶稣，主耶稣，我们愿意被你来塑造。
Lord Jesus, we are willing to be made, to be fashioned by you.
帮助我们更低下。
Help us to humble ourselves, go get lower and lower.
假如我们还以为自己有什么
，If we still think we got something.
现在就在你面前悔改。
We want to repent now.
现在就把它拿掉。
And we want to get rid of it now.
让我们现在就谦卑下来。
So that we can humble ourselves right at this moment.
看圣经里多少的伟人。
So all these Bible characters.
我们怎么能跟他们比?
How can we compare to them?
而他们正是那些谦卑的人。
And those are the humble ones.
何况我怎么可以不谦卑?
So how can I not humble myself?
哦，主耶稣，愿你圣灵现在就来我们心中做工。
Lord, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will work in our hearts now.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're free to go if you feel you need to or would like to, but if you'd like to take time just to let it sink in, to let the Lord work in your heart. Let him bring you down to that place where, well, where he wants you to be, sitting at his feet. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord. To be like Jesus.